This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and we are heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers too, and all of those Border Patrol folks that are out there working hard tonight. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and check out all the stuff we got over there for you to look at. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we had a hearing. The DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to play about a minute of what she had to say before the congressional committee she was talking to, and then we'll get into it.
Each year, more than 1 million people become lawful permanent residents of the United States. Legal immigration has been a bedrock of this country. We want to strengthen legal immigration and welcome more individuals through a merit-based system that enhances our economic vitality and the vibrancy of our diverse nation. We also will continue to uphold our humanitarian ideals. But illegal immigration is simply spiraling out of control and threatening public safety and national security. We face a crisis. A real, serious, and sustained crisis at our borders. We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens arriving at our doorstep every month. We have drugs, criminals, and violence spilling into our country every week. And we have smugglers and traffickers profiting from human misery every single day by exploiting people who are seeking a better life, deceiving them about our laws, and fueling everything from sexual slavery to child exploitation to the smuggling of illicit goods.
Now, that pretty much cuts it all together there in one brief little passage, but she did say a lot more. But we do have a problem, and in my opinion, it is a national emergency along that border.
Two other things that she said that were significant. Because of what these young kids and girls go through in the journey coming from some place of origin to the United States, and they're sexually assaulted and abused and everything else, it is fascinating that now we are forced to give every girl, beginning at the age of 10, a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous. The other thing is there was, I hope I don't get this wrong, there was enough fentanyl last year captured at that southern border to kill every American twice.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the Democrats spent a good bit of the time berating Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday.
That's right.
Calling her a liar.
That's right.
Telling her that she doesn't know anything about asylum laws.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she condones that these families are in cages.
Mm-hmm.
Continued down that path.
Yep.
So,
none of which is true.
You know, held her own, but they, you know, they, the Democrats virtually grandstanded in this thing yesterday.
Well, again, if you tell a lie long enough and often enough, it becomes the truth. And she did stand up for what was right, and she didn't lie. They're the liars, and people are beginning to understand that. I'm telling you, we're seeing it in the polling numbers for the president. The more these people talk, the higher the president's numbers go.
The other thing is that she said to the committee that they expect a million illegals this year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A million.
That's right.
So the big question is, and I don't know how when you have these exchanges that you necessarily can put the burden back on the lawmakers and the Democrats, which is a million, you know, people a year enough for you guys to change, you know, some kind of laws or make law on this?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want 10 million a year?
Mm-hmm. Well, no one disagrees with anything you've said. I'll tell you that much right now. And unfortunately, we seem to have a battle going on the other side of the aisle. Almost, I'd call it a brawl over all sorts of things, including the anti-Semitism resolution yesterday that was supposed to be voted on, and then they got cold feet. And even, I guess his name is Engel, the committee chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the House, says, oh, no, we can't remove her. We just have to just move along and just whatever nonsense he said. I would have thrown her out to committee, and we're talking about Omar.
Well, yeah, they don't have the votes. That's the reason they didn't do it. So that tells you that the entire Democrat caucus is not putting the kind of pressure on Nancy Pelosi that they need to put on her to bring this thing to a vote. Why? Because they don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that the Democrats are fine with anti-Semitism. Now let's go back to the DNC convention. This is where the convention, their delegates all go, and then they create a plan.
Well, let's wait. Let's wait until we come back from this break, and then we will get into it with that because. We've got protesters that are stepping up here. We've got people in their own party. We got Linda Sarsour involved in all this. Wow. And then we got AOC, who slammed for Pelosi for being a typical white feminist doing the dirty work of powerful men. Holy smokes, what's next? I'll be right back to Captain's America Third Watch, live all across the United States. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And this program being brought to you right now, my segment with Denise Simon by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, they are an organization that can help you out if you get into a jam and need help, because they get it, they know it, that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on the USCCA logo that's right there to find out more about them. And should you decide to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that has a lot more discounts and coupons and things in it every month for you to look at. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. All right, we were pounding it kind of hard there, talking about the DHS and talking about Kirstjen Nielsen and the hearing they had yesterday. And you were just getting into something.
Yeah, the resolution that right. the Democrats did not have the vote for condemning or censuring right. Ilhan Omar.
Yep.
And, you know, the Democrats are going, oh, you know, they want to now include hate speech on Muslims and any other minority groups, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's, so it waters down the whole thing, and that Ilhan Omar is the one that started all this, and the Republicans want her name in this resolution, and the Democrats under Nancy Pelosi are not going to do that. And so that tells you that Nancy Pelosi has lost control of her caucus. But let's go back. Let's go back to September of 2012. And this is very important. A lot of people miss this completely. The DNC delegates, the delegates for the Democratic National Convention, they all meet before the convention happens because they create what is called a party plank going forward, mm-hmm. Which has to be voted on. But in September of 2012, they voted against an amendment to include God, and Jerusalem as the cap is Israel's capital.
Mm-hmm.
And they booed it. It's, you know, when they wanted to include God in Jerusalem in the party platform, the Democrats booed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted it. They voted it down. And then they just sort of lied about the vote and goes, we're going to vote again. It was absolute chaos. That tells you everything that we need to know. Mm-hmm. Everything we need to know about the Democrats' position on one, religion, and two, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a couple of things that came out of Venezuela yesterday. First of all, we understand now there's a scarcity of gasoline for people to get around, and I'm not sure what that's all about, whether or not they've run out of money to produce the gasoline or whether or not they've got a shortage of oil or what the deal is. And the other thing was there was a USA reporter and his translator that were in Venezuela, and they were actually arrested and held for a short time by the Venezuelan military. What was the outcome there? Did they get released?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened there that they got arrested to begin with?
Who knows? But that's, you know, it's a dangerous place for media. Remember, I was just worried about Steve Harrigan of Fox because he was there in Caracas. So I was waiting for him to get detained or arrested, too. So, you know, that's the way that Maduro operates.
Well, I remember when he was in, I think it was, it might have been Afghanistan, but I wanted to say Iraq, and they put one right beside his head. He got one ricocheted very close by him when he had himself too exposed. I remember that shot. That was something I remember about him. So there you go. All right, let's talk about Iran. The Wall Street Journal published a story that said Iranian hackers caused hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. What's that all about?
I think it's pretty much a final report where hacking companies, well, let me say, tech companies outside of government that collaborate with government, gave a report, and I don't know, I haven't seen it, so I really can't speak to it, about the damages of the hacking operations that are going on in Iran against the United States. It's not a new phenomenon. By a long stretch, I remember writing on that 10 months ago, a year ago. I think that there was just probably some tally that came out, again, I haven't seen it, on who the targets necessarily were and what it was costing us.
Okay.
But, I mean, it doesn't get mentioned enough. Cyber hacking just doesn't get mentioned enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, of course, it's something that's ongoing. Now, excuse me, we've got our military involved in this right now because we've developed the Cyber Command and all that sort of stuff, but we need a lot more than that.
Well, first of all, we need some legislation. And, you know, we can't seem to get anybody in Congress to do it. We've had hearings on it. We've had reports and all these other kinds of things, and there's no legislation. With what certain targets are and the threats and the theft and the damage and this and that. Are any of these bad enough that they're an act of war? Are we sanctioning these companies? You know, what are we doing? And nobody in Congress seems to want to advance anything is a consequence.
Now, John Brennan, with his infinite wisdom, decided to pop up on the scene yesterday. And I don't know where he's getting this information. He said that he believes that the Mueller team could announce indictments as soon as tomorrow about members of the Trump family.
I don't think it would come from the Mueller team. I believe it would come from the Southern District of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the Mueller operation.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's talking about something different, but this is John Brennan. John Brennan's been wrong more lately than he's been right.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree, but, I think that the Mueller operation, for all intents and purposes, is at its end, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because the Justice Department has actually hired on or brought in one of Mueller's prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that, you know, those that were on the Mueller team are, you know, going elsewhere. So we got this Brandon Van Grack, who is a prosecutor under National Security, who was on Mueller's team until last August. Mm-hmm. Well, he's now been brought back into the Department of Justice to work on the FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Program. So because, you know, we're not the FARA Act is kind of stupid. I mean, it's really an optional thing whether you register as a federal agent or not. Yet if you're doing foreign work as an agent and you're not registered, yeah, maybe we'll prosecute you. Mm-hmm. But you could do it retroactively, too. Like, oh, a year later, 2 years later, when you get caught.
And finally, the United States and our military generals are saying that since Turkey has decided they're going to defy the U.S. and buy the Russian missile defense system, that we should not sell them the F-35s they're looking for.
I agree with that.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen there?
I have no idea.
Because I would like to see, and by the way, why are they buying the Russian missile defense system? Why are they doing that?
Good question.
Who are they trying to defend against? The United States?
Well, they can't. We don't do anything. They're a NATO country.
Israel? I mean, is that what it is? They're fearing something from somebody.
Yeah, I think it's just a gesture, you know, but they're a NATO country. We're not going to attack them.
Okay, and let's see. Joe Bag of Donuts, real quick, just sent us something here. He said, the Dem Jewish donors and voters will not put up with Omar and what the way she's been acting.
Well, I mean, some have spoken out, but it kind of doesn't matter because you've got so many that are rallying to the side of Ilhan Omar. And so that's why I say Nancy's lost, you know, control of her entire house and her caucus.
Political correctness run amok, right?
Well, yeah. You know, with this, I mean, you've got all kinds of organizations, Zionist Organization of America, the big ones, that are just saying, you know, shame on it. Not only should she be removed from the Foreign Relations Committee in the House, but, I mean, the woman ought to be taken off of all committees, if not completely censored. But then again, this is what her district wants, because her entire district is anti-Semitic.
Yep, you got it. All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Everybody, FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website. Sign up for all the articles she writes. You'll find out what it is she's talking about when she talks about it. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen answered more questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them.
He produced documents to back up his claims that a false statement about the Trump Tower Moscow project he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by President Trump's attorneys. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers, denies the allegation. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
We had a very long day with Mr. Cohen. This was, of course, the second day before our committee. He answered every question that was put to him by members of both parties. He was fully cooperative with the committee.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 133, the S&P 500 lost 18, and the NASDAQ dropped down 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo Browning, the senior vice president in charge of admissions, will be with us next hour to talk about the National Aviation Academy and the things that they can do for you to help you to a better life and a better job. And here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, a lot of you are getting out of the military, and a lot of you are retiring from different jobs that you've had, and you're retiring at much earlier ages now, and you've got another career actually ahead of you in some cases, and you're wondering what to do and whether or not there's something better than something else that would keep your interest and make you money in the process and give you a second source of income, if you will. Well, how about trying this one on for size? The National Aviation Academy. Because they can help you not only make more money, but have more security, more job security, in a field where they need desperately to have more certified aviation maintenance techs certified by the FAA. High-paying jobs all, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year or more, depending on if you go overseas and work with a company over there. But I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Schedule a tour at one of their two locations. Now, they have a location in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And believe me when I tell you, 95% of these graduates have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma in their hand, the certification, the FAA certification. 95%. And it's something to see that the graduates there are thought so much of. It's something to see. And it's a good thing because that tells you about the validity of the school, the National Aviation Academy. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call to schedule that tour at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. One last time to schedule an appointment and take the tour at National Aviation Academy. The phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll give you the white gloves treatment on the other end. And I'm telling you, they're really good people. And you're going to love what they have to say. Well, the Army has completed a major overhaul of its body armor, helmet, and protective gear in recent years, and will field the first batches of that gear, beginning with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, this month. They'll be getting the first gear, the first new gear, to test and see how that works in actual combat. Now, a weapons expert with the 1st Special Forces Group Airborne, Master Sergeant Ole Alvarez, has completed some of the most challenging courses the Army has to offer, but Ranger School eluded him for 2 decades. Well, now, at the age of 40, he's gone back to be a Ranger and qualified, which is pretty doggone good. Pretty doggone good for a 40-year-old guy, because Ranger School, I'll tell you right now, ain't easy. It is not easy. Tough. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations is taking a closer look at the command influence woes of the 2017 collisions that a couple of naval ships had that killed several sailors, one of them being the warship Fitzgerald. And they're looking at social media accounts of what went wrong that were put up there by members of the crew of the Fitzgerald. Now, I don't know about you, but the Navy doesn't like that sort of stuff. And the Chief of Navy Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, is not exactly thrilled about that. And I got a feeling that they're going to try to find out a little bit more and let us know. Now, to keep U.S. carriers relevant into the 21st century, the Navy needs to restart development of the lethal unmanned aircraft that will fly from carrier decks to protect and defend the carriers as they're out in hostile waters, keep them from harm's way. We'll see how all that works out. By the way, in San Diego, a judge dismissed a U.S. sailor's Fukushima radiation lawsuit, saying that Japan had the jurisdiction, not the United States. San Diego federal judge dismissed 2 class action lawsuits filed on behalf of hundreds of U.S. sailors who claimed they were exposed to dangerous levels of radiation during the humanitarian mission in Japan following the 2011 devastating earthquake and tsunami there in Japan. So we'll see how all that works out. By the way, the U.S. Air Force MQ-9 Reapers have been flying unarmed reconnaissance missions from Poland since May, but it wasn't until this month that the drones there became fully operational. So we've got some MQ-9 Reapers, compliments to the Air Force, flying around Poland doing some intel work. Now, the U.S. Transportation Command, known as TRANSCOM, is making preparations to push back the retirement of some KC-135 tankers due to delays in receiving the Air Force's newest aerial refueling plane, the KC-46. That's what the commanding officer of U.S. Transportation Command had to say yesterday. And that's a little bit of a pushback, if you will, for something that was supposed to be done by now. Also, the Air Force in New Mexico is saying that New Mexico has sued the U.S. Air Force over groundwater contamination at two of their bases, saying the federal government has a responsibility to clean up the plumes of toxic chemicals left behind by past military firefighting activities, which is what's causing the water to be contaminated, according to the state of New Mexico. Now, back in December of 2015, an MV-22B Osprey that was attempting to land on an amphibious transport dock ship in New Orleans lost lift in the final moments of flight, resulting in the aircraft hitting the edge of the ship and a Class A mishap. Now, the Marine Corps now feels that they may have misplaced blame in the 2015 crash as they look back on that. So look for a different scenario to what was said initially being changed to what will be said now. And the Marines are throwing big bucks these days for those willing to reenlist as squad leaders and above, because they're trying to keep the senior NCOs in the military longer. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the last Marine EA-6B Prowler squadron will be deactivated in a ceremony Friday, marking the end of the aircraft service. This according to the Marine Corps. Very dependable aircraft for a lot of years, the EA-6B Prowler. And the National Guard says that they're going to supply Puerto Ricans with food and gas. Now, Puerto Rico's governor activated the National Guard on Tuesday to rush food, medicine, and gasoline to the popular tourist islands there at Culebra and Vieques, following a major breakdown in transportation that critics say could have been avoided. We'll keep our eyes on that. Puerto Rico, of course, has had plenty of problems and are still having them. Still having them. All right, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. And you know, folks, soon the hot, sticky, humid weather will be back in full force, the perfect breeding ground for mold. And now with DR Mold, you can get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to your health, your property. And you know, mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more problems. Don't put your family or your coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Call today, 727-692-9622, and ask about their back to summer special. That's 727-692-9622. And here's a guy with no mold, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right?
On the what?
You're the guy with no mold.
Oh. Well, not, I got to do the power washing outside the house.
All right.
Once the spring comes.
Yep. And, that's absolutely true, because that's all part of the problem. You see some of the white vinyl that starts turning green, and that's that mold that's coming on there. All right. I want to play 1 minute of Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday in front of the congressional committee, and they just absolutely flat out drilled her about whether or not there was an emergency on the border and all sorts of different things. But just listen to this discussion, or this, statement that she had to make about what she was doing there.
Make no mistake, this chain of human misery is getting worse. Yesterday, we announced that the numbers of apprehension at our southern border have spiked again, substantially. Since last year, we have been seeing 50 to 60,000 migrants arrive at our southern border each month. But in February, we saw a 30% jump over the previous month, with agents apprehending or encountering nearly 75,000 aliens. This is an 80% increase over the same time last year. And I can report today that CBP is forecasting the problem will get even worse this spring as the weather warms up. The projections are dire. The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17. And at the current pace, we are on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at our southern border this year. Our capacity is already severely restrained, but these increases will overwhelm the system entirely. This is not a manufactured crisis. This is truly an emergency.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, to me, it's not necessarily, I mean, unbelievable. It was destined to happen.
Sure.
And it's been getting steadily worse. It's just, we haven't done anything. We have no plan. Donald Trump ran on controlling immigration, and he talked about building a wall. Our southern border is 1,900 plus miles. People make comparisons to look what Israel did. Their wall is about 400 miles. Plus, if people try to come through over their wall, they're going to shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do that. I've had people say, well, what about the Berlin Wall? It worked. Really? Barbed wire and dogs? We're not going to do any of that.
No.
The reality is, we compared it yesterday. Bill gave me a great example. He's like, it's like a Japanese game show. All you have to do is get across. It's like, all you have to do, go under the wall, go over the wall, just get here, turn yourself in, and then they let you go.
One word, Chris, one word, asylum, and you're in.
Yeah.
One word.
Mm-hmm. So what's the point? You declare, declare yourself, and then they let you go. And you're going to, maybe you'll get an ankle bracelet that you'll cut off, and you won't have to come back. The reality is, if we allow people to get free stuff when they come here, and what they say, there's about 55, 60 people a day having to go to the hospital after this. You come here, your kids go to school, you eventually get some job that you're not supposed to have, you get government assistance, of course people are going to keep coming. I don't care how tall a wall you build. Okay, we can't afford. We're not at $25 billion. It's not going to be $25 billion. It's going to be more than that. But the reality is, we're not going to put armed guards all across the thing. You can have an electronic border. It doesn't matter. If you're going to come here and they're going to give away free stuff, and you're going to come here and you're going to be able to get a job, and there's not going to be any repercussions, people are going to keep coming. It's just that simple.
We need to change the asylum laws. We need to stop this nonsensical crap that's going on. That's number one.
We just signed a spending bill,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Donald Trump just signed a spending bill, and in that spending bill, he expanded. I don't care what you heard at CPAC, okay? Do your own homework. He expanded asylum. They decreased the detention centers that they were supposed to have. This is part of this spending deal to get the government back open. I do recall Donald Trump also promising to sign an executive order to eliminate anchor babies. Have we done that?
Not to my knowledge.
I'm sorry. I know you got a lot of people that I support the president. I support the president a lot of things too. But as far as immigration is concerned, the buck stops with him. Stop blaming this one. Stop blaming that one. This should have been done first. Now you're stuck.
As I said, we need to change or get rid of or something, further reinforce the asylum laws, because that's the one word they all know. They get across the border, they go asylum, and they're here. Now we got to talk.
I'm almost a believer that neither party cares, and it's all just a ruse.
Well, it's about votes now. Votes.
Well, I really don't think the Republicans care much. They don't care either. I just think they're just talking around us. I really do. I think that big business wants to have as much cheap labor here in this country as they possibly can. And that's the way that they're going. And they're just claiming we can't get anything done about it. So I honestly find a hard time believing that both parties, any of the parties, give a darn about the issue.
Speaking of big business, the last Chevy Cruze in Ohio was built amidst the GM restructuring, came off the assembly line, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's sad, but, you know, if people are not buying the car, why should you keep making it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's they're still making some of the Chevy Cruzes in Mexico, but they're to be shipped overseas. They're not going to be selling the car here in the United States anymore. General Motors is trying to, they're keeping the plant. They're not shutting it down. They're going to keep it ready to go. It's going to continue to be heated and maintained. So maybe they're going to do something else there. But it's the reality of the day. People aren't buying sedans anymore. They're buying SUVs.
And pickup trucks. And I heard they were going to put a pickup line in there, but we'll see. All right. Now, Amazon.com is closing all 87 of its pop-up stores in the United States, but they're keeping the other ones.
Well, they're actually expanding. They're going to be doing it at the pop-up stores, but they're going to be looking to do other things with the, you know, regular type stores, and actually a lot of mall operators are kind of excited about it. But these stores are going to be kind of unique, and you can thank minimum wage laws. They're not going to have checkout people. It's going to be pretty much an electronic store, and they're also trying to do that with a lower end. I mean, you know, everyone knows that they own Whole Foods, but lower end grocery stores as well.
Did you see the FedEx motorized robot, which is actually an adapted and improvised wheelchair, electric wheelchair, that will deliver packages around a neighborhood?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Well, it's on television. I've been seeing several instances where they're showing it. It's experimental, but they're going to bring it out with their trucks when they do deliveries in a neighborhood. They're going to turn the robot loose in certain areas to deliver packages while the truck's over like a block away and all that sort of stuff. It'll drive up to your door, do a little beep, beep, beep. Hello will be the sign on the front end, and it'll drop off a package.
Huh.
They can carry 100-pound packages.
This is more for suburban neighborhoods or urban neighborhoods?
Residential in a city.
In the city. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a motorized wheelchair that's been rebuilt. Looks like a bank vault almost on wheels. Only it's painted FedEx colors. Something to see. You'll see it eventually because, like I say, it's on television. They're advertising it. All right. A good deal with China or nothing at all is what we hear from the president.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of talk yesterday talking about the trade deficit and how it's, you know, record levels, bigger than ever. That has never been my concern. You know, the reason why we have a trade, one of the reasons why we have a trade deficit is that we have a much stronger economy than the rest of the globe, and the people should stop getting bent out of shape out of that. It's the intellectual property rights, Matt. That's what's important.
All right, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out more things that are going on. I'll be right back. Ron Edwards, The Edwards Notebook, comes on after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.